880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. All right, we've got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend, Chris Thompson, on. He's the founder of
Vizda.
Okay, Vizda. That's right. I always say Vizdot. I always get it wrong. Okay. I'm really sorry. Yeah. We're going to talk about how you can use his service to help you make more money real fast in real estate. We're using it now. It's a great service. We're going to have a couple of people that have worked with him using the service talking about it. And then the second half of the show, Wanda and I are going to have a lot of fun talking about the holiday. Wanda, take it away.
Kick it!
All right, everybody, make sure if you're going to party this weekend that you do it safely and hire an Uber or a Lyft or something. Don't DUI yourself. Bad news for us all. Hey, but when you're looking to buy or lease a car, and I am right now, you want to get every advantage that you can. I know I do. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I will. I'm meeting Larry for lunch tomorrow, and I'm going to get me a new car.
Awesome. Yes.
That's right. Larry and I are going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to get me a new car. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. That's what they got in Miami. At their North Dade store, they got Audi up in Gainesville. Maybe I'll have to travel up there. Well, of course, down in Key West, they've got them all. Maybe get Vivian a Jeep. What do you think? Okay.
She a Jeep kind of gal.
How about me?
Yeah, you.
Me, one of big fancy Jeeps. Hey,
she's a classy.
They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
The following radio show is to be heard only by people with a sense of humor.
On 880, The Biz.
Now, the unsung hero of the day. Here's to you, Mr. Grill Master of Wieners. This Memorial Day weekend, it's your time to shine and light things and slow cook them, all while holding a beer in one hand and a pair of tongs in the other. Nobody can handle 20 pounds of wieners and pork ribs like you. You're the daddy-o of the patio. So put on your King of the Grill apron and get rip-roaring drunk. All while grilling meats and playing with fire. So grill on, Mr. Master of Wieners. Grill on. You're our unsung hero of the day.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm all about wieners. Was that you? Did you do that?
That was me.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. You know what else I love? I love helping people.
It's my home improvement days.
There it is. Well, you know, I can help with home improvement. Somebody needs some home improvement. They need a loan on that. They can give me a call at 305-773-6300. Want to sell your commercial real estate? Call me at 305-773-6300. Got an issue with your commercial or residential real estate? A problem you can't figure out or solve? Let me apply some of the experience I've gained in my 35-plus years in the real estate business. Yes, I am that old. That's why I wear a baseball cap when I do the radio show. I'm starting to get a 5 head instead of my 4 head. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate. This is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good friend Chris. He is the founder of
Vizda.
Yeah. There you go. Wanda, turn that man's mic on. And if I go like this, that means talking to the mic, Chris.
Okay.
So welcome, Chris, to the show. Tell us what's...
Vizda.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Vizda is short for visual data.
Now I'm going to remember.
Yeah. So Vizda, visual data.
Duh. Gotcha.
Yeah. So we're an information provider to the commercial real estate industry. So we track every commercial sale that occurs in South Florida in the Tri-County area every day. And we report that information to our users 2 weeks before they're going to hear it from anyone else.
I was going to say, don't other people do that stuff? But apparently they do, but they don't do it as well as you. Why do I care if I'm getting it 2 weeks before they do?
Yeah, well, it depends.
I know the answer. I'm just asking.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So if you're a broker, for example, it might be helpful to you to get in touch with the most active buyers and sellers 2 weeks before your competition, especially if those folks have 1031 funds they need to place.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I had my demo, they just randomly pulled up one of my clients.
Yeah.
It's like nailed me right between the eyes.
Right.
I felt like such a dum-dum not knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You know, information's power.
Yeah. And we actually catch some flack from that. People will come to us just like you mentioned and say, hey, you just put my client's phone number and email address in your property record that you reported on. And we're not a discriminator of anyone. That's what we get paid to do. So, you know, your phone number and email address of your $10 million investor is probably going to show up in our database for other people to use.
Well, all I could say is that in the beginning, when I first got into this business, I was always able to outwork everybody, read more than them, learn more than them. I would find out the property owners by doing meets and bounds. If you don't know what I mean by doing meets and bounds, you don't deserve to be in the real estate business. But that meant, who? Tracy? Oh, let's put Tracy on the line. Which Tracy is this?
Tracy Miller with Miller Construction Company.
Oh, my goodness. The Tracy Miller, Florida Gator aficionado. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
You know it. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, what do you think? You know Chris here?
I do.
Hey,
I
Tracy.
Do. In fact, hi, Chris. Chris reached out to me the year I was president of the NAIOP board and told me about Vizda and, you know, could I help connect them to some of our members because he was, you know, coming into the South Florida market. And we did, and actually Miller, I think, was probably one of your first clients. Is that right, Chris?
Tracy, I think you may have been our first client in South Florida.
Definition of a thought leader.
Awesome.
That's true.
Definition of a thought leader. So has working with Chris helped you improve your business?
Honestly, having to jump on that information that they publish gets me in front of people sometimes sooner than others who are also tracking the same information. So it's absolutely been helpful to me.
Wow, that actually makes it seem like you're the star and the person that knows exactly what's going on more so than your competition. So you do find it gives you an edge, huh?
Right.
I'm sending
right.
Chris up
for
here.
Sure.
Chris is just smiling and nodding. He's got a little bit of a radio block here. But Chris, so you came in, you talked to the folks at NAIOP with Tracy. Who did you find? Who else from NAIOP did you create and convert into a customer?
Well, we've converted quite a few, but can I mention one thing about Miller?
Of course.
General contractors?
Of course.
So one thing we do that, to my understanding, no one else does in South Florida is we track every planning and zoning case. So if you're a general contractor and you're trying to figure out, you know, who is rezoning a piece of land so they can build an apartment building or an office industrial building, Vizda is the only source that you can come to that has every municipality in the Tri-County area and every new project that's underway. And I'm not talking about underway from a construction perspective. I'm talking about underway as in this landowner just met with the planning and zoning department to see if they can build this building on that property.
I really wish you wouldn't have said that here today. But since you did, that sounds like a really good feature. One that I might even be interested in using. So yeah, so Tracy, so how do you find the Vizda group as far as working with them, bureaucratic wise, technologies? Give me your user friendly. Are they user friendly?
Very user friendly, and every time they make an update, they do tutorials that are available on YouTube. The help piece of the website is very helpful, and I can create searches and save them so that I don't have to, you know, re-enter criteria all the time. And I really only look at a few things. And I have to tell you, I don't really want to know how they find all that information, because we had somebody who had a couple of, you know, jobs at Miller, and there is no way to keep up with every municipality, with every different city. So what they put out there is invaluable. I've never been able to pull it together anywhere else.
Oh, that sounds like one heck of an endorsement. And coming from the president of NAOP, not so bad. Pretty good endorsement there. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. We got to get you on the show. Talk about construction industry, the ebbs and flows of what's going on. Let's talk about that off the air. What do you say?
Anytime, Jim. You know where I live and work.
No, oh, you're
I'm
the
here
best.
For you.
Yep. Say hey to Harley for me, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And listen, hugs and kisses to Vivian as well.
Thank you so very much. What a superstar. You got the best clients.
She's
awesome.
You got the
best clients. Tell me about some of the other firms in town that use your service.
Sure. Yeah. So CB is one of our users, CBRE. And let me mention one more point about that planning information. I'll tell you.
Oh, please don't.
When we first started VISTA, we thought the planning information would be interesting to buyers who are wondering, you know, what's going to be built across the street from me. But recently we heard from some of the brokers at the top firms who use us that their leasing agents are using our planning information.
Sure. And they want to get in front of the guy before they know what's going
exactly,
on. They want to provide them with information that they can use for their financing packages and their feasibility studies so that they ingratiate themselves and become part of the individual's deal environment.
That's right.
Not that I have any ideas.
Yeah, so having all that planning information for brokers, even leasing agents, has been a huge...
Dude, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. I always like to say I could see the future. It's important to be able to see the future. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk more about what VISTA can do for you, what VISTA has done for me, what VISTA has done for some of their other clients, and we're going to get Chris to really talk a lot next segment, I promise. I talk too. I'm doing it now over the music. I love that music.
What was that?
You're playing the greatest music. I love that music.
You're my muse.
Oh, that's so cute. I love you, Wanda. You're tremendous. Of course, in a different way than I love my wife, who's always listening and knows my heart is
I hope so.
Dedicated to her. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. This is the week where I say, just like me, because I'm heading over there this weekend to get my new car from Warren Henry. I just love those folks. You know, you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I don't know which one I'm going to get yet. I've driven Infiniti since the 90s, the early 90s, 1990. I love these cars. Oh, you want an Audi? They've got a store in Gainesville that sells Audis. You want something else? They got a store in Key West that carries just about everything. What do all the cars have in common? They're great cars. What else do they have in common? They come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You go, Jim, what's the Warren Henry Advantage? I go, I'm glad you asked. The Warren Henry Advantage means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that can help you with everything for 4 years. But that's not really the reason. The reason is because you become part of the Warren Henry family. Right, Wanda?
True story.
It is true. So always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And Wanda Miles.
M-I-A. P-O-W. K-I-A. If you don't know what the letters stand for, you need to look them up. Celebrating your Memorial Day weekend
on 880
with respect.
The Biz.
Laughter really is the best medicine. Here are five reasons why you should laugh every day. Laughter can actually relieve pain. Laughter improves your immune system. Laughter helps to shift your perspective and is good for your emotional health and improves your judgment. Laughter also helps to build more positive relationships, whether intimate, personal, or professional. Sharing laughter with others is a great way to build a bond between people and develop positive feelings towards them. Laughter is contagious. To laugh is not only to improve your own mood or health, but also to improve that of people around you. Everyone wins, so laugh.
On 880, The Biz.
Hello?
What's happening in there?
Wanda. Well, we were trying to guess who the laugh was. I know who the laugh was.
Oh, you were making him guess.
Was. No. It's Burt Reynolds.
What was that again?
It's Burt Reynolds. Jack. Who's Jack?
Jack. Jack Nicholson?
You guys don't have kids as young as mine. The Incredibles.
That's their little sorry, I'm an old fart.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I could say that, but I just did.
I'm
a gas bag.
Oh,
I'm an old gas bag.
That's
how about
nice.
That? How
that's
about
nice.
That? Isn't that lovely?
All right.
So we're here talking with Chris Thompson.
What? You forgot Sandstone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody, you need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Thank you, Wanda.
Sure.
Wanda, when I'm doing my radio show, it's all about me, thanks to Wanda. Actually, it's all about you. Just like the real estate deals I do. You go, Jim, what are the real estate deals that you do? I'll give you a good example. I just sold Wynwood Yard for a local family. Made one phone call right between the eyes, sold that deal. That's right. Bang. People go, Jim, how do you do the deal with just one phone call? It's because I know what I'm doing. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll bring that experience to your team. Maybe you have something that's complicated. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just got a residential loan. You think it's going to be easy. Maybe it's not. If it's not, give me a call. I can help at 305-773-6300. Also do commercial at 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
That's me. Thank you, Wanda.
You're welcome.
I'm having
Jimmy.
The greatest time here today. You're playing good music. We got a good guest. We got good call-ins. It's just a tremendous day. I love the word tremendous is my word. I love
it's
it.
It's a great word.
Fascinating.
Word.
Fabulous. Mm. Top notch. So, Chris, tell me a little bit again about what VizData is in case somebody just tuned in. And let's play along the lines of what Tracy was talking about and tell me how you get that data and update it, because I've done that before. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, it's super hard. And we have two separate sides. One is our planning side, right? Planning and zoning. The other is our transaction side. And so on the transaction side, we create a system that goes in and crawls the county website every night and pulls down all of the commercial records. So when our research team shows up in the morning, they have all of those deeds and affidavits waiting for them.
So then you have like this software that you've developed that goes out and crawls the stuff?
Right. Yeah, correct.
So that's your special sauce.
That's part of the special sauce.
Awesome. Yeah. What other kind of stuff do you have in your special sauce? Let's make a Big Mac here.
Yeah. The special sauce also includes a pretty phenomenal team of researchers.
You want to give any shout-outs to some of the good ones?
Yeah. Ed, Sarah, Brian, Will. Yeah, those guys are all fantastic. Couldn't do this without them. They are VizData.
Yeah, and you have a group in Arizona, too, don't you?
In Arizona as well.
Okay,
yeah.
So who you got out in Arizona?
We've got Grace. We've got Suavik. We've got... we've got a handful of folks out there. We also have some folks in the Philippines. We've got some folks in Poland as well.
Oh, that's great. So you take advantage of the different areas to that's actually very smart.
Yeah, they do some light level work for us. But on the planning side, we have a team, and that's very manual. So there's not really a secret sauce. We tell everybody, hey, you can do this yourselves.
No, they can't. I've been talking about doing it forever.
Yeah, and it will take you you'll spend all day.
When you called me, well, actually, when we talked, it wasn't even you. It was your salesperson. When he came down and he talked to me and he told me about that was it.
Right.
That was it. But everybody in the real estate business has different needs for information. And it used to be that you could arbitrage information and know information that other people didn't know. Now you have to know everything.
Yeah.
it's impossible to know everything, so you have to know where to find it at your fingertips.
Right.
And this is where you can.
And one of the hardest things to find is contact information.
That's right. I wanted to say that. So you're looking at the thing. You go to SunBiz. You go to the SunBiz. You go to 55 different years of SunBiz. You look down. You find the one where it was manually done. It still doesn't have the guy's phone number.
Exactly.
Drives me crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people say, I have SunBiz, and we'll say, great. You know, on your lucky days, you might find the person behind the LLC in 10 minutes. But some days, it's going to take you 2 hours. So
if it doesn't take you 2 hours. It takes you... It's a very difficult thing
right. When
you get the registered agent and the guy has 10 billion files and you get his secretary.
Exactly.
And that's usually what a smart person does that doesn't want to get found.
Yeah.
But we're not here talking about the Panama Papers.
So we cut through all of that and we find the phone numbers and email addresses for these people so you don't have to waste your time doing that.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine having a database of all the active buyers and sellers in South Florida with phone numbers and email addresses at your fingertips.
No, even better... parsed to the way that you need to so that it's useful for you, right?
Absolutely.
How are some of the ways you parse the information?
So you can run searches. If you're a multifamily person, you can run a search that says, show me everyone who's bought or sold multifamily in the last 6 months in this part of, you know, in Little Havana or Hialeah or Doral or Weston.
That's very valuable, not even for the big companies. This is something a sole practitioner can use that's working just simply one of the submarkets. In fact, this is the kind of data they need to get started in their business. Wanda.
Sir.
I just wanted to tell you, let's just say Wanda.
You look very excited about it. I can tell it's a really good idea.
Because my hat tips back and I go crazy.
Yeah, this is it. This is a keeper.
I really love this one. I put them on even though I didn't want to. Because
attention,
I didn't want
this is a downloader.
Yeah, this is not somebody I wanted everybody to know, but I thought it was this I'm doing for a public service. I swear to God, Chris, I really am.
Well, thank you.
It's the absolute truth. You know, there's ideas in currency. There's like a J curve in acceptance where you go like a hockey stick, they say.
Right.
And you've got all the big firms, but when you look at the potential buyers from a whole number standpoint, you don't have heavy market penetration yet because you need the individuals.
Right.
Now, do you have a pricing plan that's set up for an individual versus a big company?
We do, yeah. So we don't advertise it, but we do have a sole proprietor price that's $199 a month. And
which you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. And we'll give you a discount if you mention the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Mention Jim Fried. We'll give you a $50 discount a month.
Oh, my gosh.
So the point is, I mean, for less than the cost of an intern a month, our research team becomes your research team.
I love it. In fact, when we had Tracy on the phone, one of the things I wanted to ask her is she going to hire somebody to do this? Because this is something you don't want to go to waste. This is something you want to use while it's still, I got to just say, hot information off the press.
That's right.
If you let it wait 2 weeks, what good is it?
Yeah. No.
It actually motivates you to get up. Wanda, I think I'm getting motivated.
You think?
I think.
All right, calm down.
You can wait 2 weeks and get some of this info from other data providers, but the day you pick up the phone using that other data provider and call that person who just closed on a $2 million deal, 20 other brokers or agents are going to be calling that person the same day. So why not pay $150 or, you know, whatever to call
front
that person
run.
2 weeks early?
It's the most important thing is to be, well, it's equally important to be first and to be right. You know, first and right. And that's the most important thing. And so you call the number. Can I speak to the person that's behind, you know, 123 ABC LLC? And the person goes, yeah, right. This guy knows what he's talking about. But if you pick it up and go, listen, I just found out that you guys got approved at PNZ, that you just submitted to PNZ. And I'd like to talk to you about the different capital structures that my firm and my partners can offer. Bang. And he didn't get that call yet. You're going to talk to the guy.
That's right.
That's or lady.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Or lady. There's lots of ladies that do this.
In fact, we got a call.
Lisette Calderon.
Yeah, we got a call.
Trish Blasey.
This is a little while ago, several months ago, but we got a call from two agents over at CB who told us, hey, we knew this deal was closing. We didn't know who the buyer was. We saw it come out in your daily email alert, which, by the way, we send every evening at 5:00. We called the person. Their first question was, how did you even hear about this deal? We literally just signed and closed it yesterday.
That's amazing.
And they said, we want to be your leasing team. Can we send you our info? And he said, sure. By end of week, they had secured the listing assignment. The other data providers hadn't even reported on it yet.
I'm a real estate business person. I'm a general business person. And I'm just a person that tries to reward people that work hard. I'm a salesperson. So when a sales, when I'm contacted by a good salesperson, and the guy that pitched me, you got to give that guy high five.
Yeah, he's great.
He was tremendous. Yeah, he was awesome. Relentless. He got in my door. He followed up for 6 months and finally got in. I wish I'd gotten this 6 months ago, but I wasn't emotionally ready. I mean, I was still dealing with Vivian and out of business really. And you know, but now I'm on the game. I'm in it. And this is just a tremendous thing. And people ask how I put people on, why I put people on my radio show, who do I find, how do I find them, and I put on the people that I find in life that I find interesting.
Thank you.
My show is really about people that I find interesting, that add value to my life, and I want to share that with the people I know. And when I finally, it's Jace. Jace is the guy's
Jace
name.
Jace is the guy. Jace shout out to Jace.
Shout out to Jace. Jace gets more than a high five.
That's right.
He broke through the clutter that my whole life is, and made it so that I realized this was something that I needed to take a look at. Then we sat down in my office and we took a look at it, and I was astounded. And he didn't make me feel like a schmo for not knowing it. He helped me really feel good about learning about it. And now I feel good because I see who else is involved. I get pride of affiliation with people like Tracy and Arden and your other clients, the Brenner guys and everybody else. So it's really been a great experience being involved. Now, what are some of the other companies that you do business with? Maybe give a shout out to them.
Well, we're fortunate to serve a lot of folks here in South Florida. Fairchild Partners, the Yunkadeas is a group that we love to serve. We serve several folks from the Miami Association of Realtors. And lots of, you know, you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to touch on this point, we serve a lot of the big folks. So Marcus & Millichap, CBRE, Cushman & Wakefield, all of those groups. But you mentioned the sole proprietors. That's a huge opportunity that
goes
untapped.
There's many more people that are sole proprietors. And you see, if they can have the kind of tools that other professionals have, they can be extremely successful without splitting the pie.
Yeah, exactly.
And so a lot of people want to go out and big game hunt on their own. And with your service, you're giving them the opportunity to do it on a level playing field. That's the term I wanted to make sure we got out there. You level the playing field.
That's right. And, you know, we do that. I'll plus that, we just this past year started our concierge research service. So what that means is, if you're driving past a property and you want to know who the owner of that property is, and you go to Sunbiz or whatever, you can't figure it out, you can send us the address of that property or the address of multiple properties and say, hey, Vista, can you get the ownership info for these and send it back to me? No problem. We do that. That's all included. There's no additional fee for that. So when you talk about sole proprietors who have a limited amount of time during the day,
this is great.
We can help them do their prospecting. That's hands-on custom concierge research
service. You have to say what Warren Henry says. You have to say that you have, what do they say again? You have a personal assistant that can help them with anything at any time real estate needs.
All we're missing is a Red Cap service.
We've talked to Larry. Larry owns Red Cap. I'm sure he could help that. But you can bring my data. You deliver my data. Oh, that's so good. I love that. You deliver my data. Give me one of these. That was great tie-in. I love that, Chris. We got to have this guy back, Wanda. How am I doing?
You guys are doing good. You want to go another round?
We're going to sit here. We're going to sit here. We're going to go. We're going to talk. And I think that after this, we're going to go for a break. And then we're going to talk about the holidays after this.
And don't forget traffic.
Oh, you're going to have traffic, too.
Got to have some traffic.
Yeah.
Well,
is traffic light out there? I would hope so.
I don't know.
I can't
see out the window, Jim.
Okay, I'm going to stand up. Not bad. People are moving.
Oh, that's good.
So, Chris, if people want to get more info on VizData, they want to get more information, they want to get data from you, I couldn't resist. How do they do that?
So they can go to www.vizda.com, which is VIZZA.
Keep saying it wrong, don't I?
That's okay. It's like a French spin on Vizda. VizData. It sounds very sophisticated.
I'm Mr. Fried.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I love it.
So Vizda.com. By the way, if you go to our homepage, we have a button you can click that will give you 10 free reports. So if you're interested in assessing the quality and depth of our data, get 10 free reports. There's not a better way to...
discounts for sole proprietors. They can get it for $199.
If they mention
Freed
show.
On Business, yeah. FOB. Okay, that's great. Right. Listen, Chris, I want to thank you so much. We're going to break, then we're going to traffic, and you're going to go home.
Awesome. Thanks
go
so
home,
much,
Go home, play
Jim.
Some soccer with those kids. Hey, what are those kids' names?
Grayson, Parker, Will, and Jane.
Now we got the important. Yeah. There's one more person you haven't mentioned.
And Carrie, she's Superwoman.
There you go. Now I think we got it.
Chris,
I want to thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to do a lot of business together. Wanda and I are going to do some business, and then we'll be back to talk to you about the things we got going on Memorial Day. It's going to be absolutely great. We're going to kick back as you're easing on down the road. Wanda, take it away. Thank you, Chris. Hey, everybody, we're back, and Facebook knocked us off because I was playing the good music. But we'll be back on in just a minute on Facebook. And if you're not looking at us on Facebook, maybe you're listening to me live. And if you are, give me a call at 305-541-2350 if you want to talk on Freedom Business. All right, now, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, and I am right now, you want to get every advantage that you can. You know I do. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'm going there tomorrow to talk to Larry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I love open markets. I love what I'm doing.
Jim Freed.
I love banks. I love sports.
I love renovating.
I love women.
Big, strong guy. I love you.
I love buying a building.
And Wanda Miles.
Just shut up and step up.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
You always have the nicest PSAs, Wanda.
It's just that one,
it's all about
really.
Kindness. You do the kindness one.
It's Carrie Underwood.
It's really nice.
It's a very nice PSA to
really
spread
nice.
Around.
Hey, if you need some good help with real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why I'm creative, been around for a while, know a lot of answers, know a lot of people, can usually figure it out if you can't. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you finance your foreign investor. I can help you finance your own deal, equity, debt, all kinds of things. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app. Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much for the intro. And wasn't that great, the VizData thing? It's really a fascinating thing. It's a new spin on everything. It's very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to continuing to work with them on it.
Whoa.
That was me. That was me.
What's going on?
I stopped it from
that's
happening.
It's like I hear you talking.
I stopped it from happening.
But it's not you.
I made a mistake.
Okay.
I made a mistake.
All right. So where are we?
We're telling everybody what we're going to do for Memorial Day. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to stay out at our house. We're going to have kids over. We're going to play in the pool. We're going to turn on the hose and spritz everybody and make them all really, really comfortable. It's going to be a really tremendous time. My niece that's not in Israel. Of course, I've got one niece that's in Israel. People are reading about that.
Andreas.
Oh, what's happening, Andreas?
Hey, Jim. I couldn't help but call in. You had such a great guest with Vizda and what they're talking about. You're talking proprietary versus big brand. And you're right. 52% of the brokerage world is individuals. It's the backbone. They're out there building it. The level playing field that Vizda was talking about.
Now
say hello.
I want to thank you so much. What do you got planned for Memorial Day? You better be going up and being with the that power lady that we know up in Connecticut, the first realtor of lady realtor in Connecticut. You're going to see her?
She's passed.
Oh, sorry. That's your grandma. I'm sorry.
One day I'll be up with her in heaven, but thank you. One day. Hopefully not near.
Not anytime soon.
But for Memorial Day, we can relax things, spending time with the family. Yeah, I went out and mowed the lawn, so it's ready for the weekend.
I live in an apartment building. I got people that do that. I have my people that do that. So let me ask you this. Is that the type of service that would be available on the collaborative? Is that somebody you want me to hook you up with?
Vizda, absolutely. You know, tech enablement, Creco.ai provides tech enablement. So helping that proprietor get from zero tech all the way to tech enablement. Vizda is a great tool. But once you have that data, what else can you do with it? How can you make it better? How can you add it to your CRM so you can act on it?
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Talk
Such
to your back
fancy
office.
Language.
Oh, dirty words. You're talking dirty. Listen, Andrea, send me an email off the line. I'm going to get you together with Chris. We'll bring him back on in a couple of months with you and Rebecca on our tech show. In the meantime, we'll get him integrated if we can into your system. I think that'd be a great idea. And the fact that you told me, now I'm figuring it out.
Oh, I love it when things just fall together.
Ah, it just came together. It's like Rubik's Cube. I just twisted it and it came together.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Well, it's up in here. It's on the top. Gotcha. It's all right. Gotcha. Andreas, hey, man, drive safely. Say hello to the family for us. And then give me a call off the air and let's talk about getting you together with Chris.
Groovy.
Thank you. Great Memorial Day weekend to everyone.
Yes,
you
thank
too.
You for calling in, Andreas. Andreas Ciani, the Real Estate Collaborative, our sponsors on tech, our first week tech. So I guess we're going to have him on in 2 weeks.
It's nice that they're on call now. I like that.
He's terrific. Next week we have Israel Aid on. You go,
thank
who's
you.
That? Israel Aid is down in Puerto Rico, helping Puerto Rico recover. It's going to be our pre-hurricane season show. We're going to talk about that. The blow time is on
when
again.
When does it start?
June 1st.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Noted.
Exactly. Duly noted. Generator ordered. Window coverings known about. So, Wanda, what do we got back there that's special for Memorial Day? You got some good stuff you were talking about.
Well, I was talking about, since we were on the whole tech thing, I had a little story that I found out about 80% of us get frustrated by technology at least once a day, and I discovered the top 10 things that annoy us. If you're interested
but I want to give some of the things that annoy me about technology.
Oh.
Cell phone quality?
That is in there. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's see. What other things in technology? Mm-hmm. Television, cable quality and consistency?
Well, that's that comes under Wi-Fi issues. Were generally those were the top three.
I gotta believe that if you got slow Wi-Fi, people turn around and walk out.
Yeah, trouble connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot.
So let's start at the bottom and work our way up.
Your battery dies all the time.
Ah, my wife just got me the most incredible battery backup.
Oh. Or it won't charge fast enough. Is that the same?
It does. Issue? The battery is like a supercharger.
Oh, how fast?
Fast.
That doesn't tell me nothing.
Real fast, three times as fast as the wall.
I got you now. I got you. I'm on the same page. Viruses or security issues, and that came in at the number 9 position.
Oh, 100%. I have my friends in cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. I talked about that last night with my friend Mike.
Forgetting a password. Dang it.
Oh, my God. I lost my whole sheet of passwords for like a month. I just found them, but then I had changed them all. So
I
want to
write them down,
that?
But then I'm like, well, what good is that? Because then you...
You got to carry them with you, and you think that's
and
dumb, but
lose
it's not.
Them. It's just ridiculous.
It is.
I just don't want
to... Password thing is ridiculous.
apps or computer programs crashing. Is that my fault? Is that my lack of knowledge, or is that really the...
No, it's not you at all. It's usually the person that put
it
all together.
The developer, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, the developer. You got a better term on hand on the terminology than I do.
Hey, check me out. Your battery dying at an inconvenient time.
Well, that's just your fault.
Kind of, sort of. Unless you have a bad battery or an
old
phone.
Well, you can go, you know, you can go and get your batteries checked. I take my phone like every 6 months to... Mm-hmm. Apple, and they check your battery and all that other stuff. It's a cool. It's a follow through from that battery slowdown thing they did before.
Okay, and then slow downloads or buffering. I've been having buffering issues lately.
I
that is
that.
Annoying.
It is annoying. Like, you sit there and you watch the thing, and it like fills.
I just get that round thing going on and on.
Oh, the spinning wheel.
The spinning wheel, round and round. It's annoying. It's like watching something cook. All right, so there we go. Those are the that's my techie information. I don't have a lot of plans for the Memorial Day holiday.
Well, you're planning,
except to taking the day off.
Well, we're going to get together Saturday for a wellness day, right?
Yeah.
You're invited.
Okay,
I'm going to be going out. We're going to have a wellness day.
I did not know I was invited, but
you're
now
officially invited.
Cool, I'm
officially
in.
Invited.
Alrighty,
officially invited.
Can I bring the polo?
Of course, as long as he dresses up and wears the appropriate tie.
He's got a lot.
I'm requesting orange and blue.
He's bored with his ties. We need some new ties. I'm just saying.
Hair bows. Totally done.
He doesn't do hair bows.
Should we get him suits, outfits?
It's kind of hot. But, you know, he needs new,
new accoutrement. I know.
Maybe bow ties.
Spectacles.
Spectacles. He does look nice in glasses.
I think spectacles.
He looks very smart.
Like spectacles. Well, he is
smarter
a smart
than
dog.
He already is. Yes, he's quite clever.
Dog. What else you got for me?
I got some, Oh. The top 10 best things about working at McDonald's.
Oh, this one is good.
Because, you know, I discovered this and I thought, you know, it's nice that they have a good positive attitude, and you need a positive attitude because, come on, McDonald's are everywhere and they're just like part of America.
Well, McDonald's is where
you're
a
like
lot
part
of people
of who
get
we
their
are.
First jobs. What
exactly.
was your first job, Wanda?
I believe my first job was working at the hot dog place around the corner from my home. That was close.
My first job was walking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Washing cars and mowing lawns.
My favorite job, though, that feels like my first real job that I loved and cared about was a camp counselor.
Oh, I loved that. That was
a great time.
I loved that.
A great time.
I wasn't really a counselor. What I did was I was like, they called it the driver. So I would go into town and pick up the mail and bring it back for the kids. Then I'd be off for a couple hours and I'd have to take them camping. I used to drive around in the mountains. It was so great. I had the best time. I would have all the kids packed in the it was a Suburban,
mm-hmm.
and I would make them, we would be going on a mountain roads, and it was a kosher camp, so their big treat was if I'd let them stop at the grocery store off camp so they could get something non-kosher. So they'd get all their goodies and all their stuff, and I'd say, you got to eat it all before we get back to camp.
Oh, Lord.
So like 10 minutes later, they're all stuffing their face and drinking their sodas, and I go, okay, everybody, pick up your hands. They pick up their hands, and then they go on a hard curve, and they all bump into each other.
Nice.
This is really
nice.
Funny.
Sweet.
You got to have these tricks, you know?
You do. Okay, so are we going to do top 10 best things about working at McDonald's?
Digame!
All right, let's go with number 10. None of your friends bother to hit you up for money. Number 9, chicks dig headsets. Number 8, you simply rock a hairnet, and you always have.
That is. You got to own that. You have to own that.
Number 7, odds are someone you work with also sells herb. Number 6, you'll have to deal with some annoying customers, but at least none of them are vegan. That's true. Thanks to your employee discount, the dollar menu is 99 cents. Thanks to that's just gross. Never mind, we're skipping number 4. Number 3, when no one's looking... See, that's not good. When no one's looking, you can drink Coca-Cola syrup straight from the source.
That's gross.
And number 2, you get to brag to your friends that you work for a clown that's even creepier than Pennywise. And number 1, you know enough to never eat at McDonald's. There you go.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Top 10 reasons
that
it's awesome to work at McDonald's.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more stuff that's going to help you drive home, get home, feel good, and we're going to just have the best time. This is the last segment before Memorial Day.
Woo!
We want to thank all of our first responders, all of the people that have served.
Thank you.
All the people that have sacrificed. My dad served.
Thank
didn't
you, Dad.
Sacrifice. He did serve, though. I guess if you served, it is sacrifice.
Well, so did mine and my grandpa. Yeah, but thank them all.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all our men and women in service protecting our country and all of those that have given their lives. Back after this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why I'm going to Warren Henry tomorrow. I'm going to get me a new car. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Audi's up in Gainesville. Down in Keys, they got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. I know my mom must drive that lady crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Freed.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
Wide awake, Glenn Miller play.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Yeah, this ain't the original, Wanda. This is the new one. That's Alyssa, what's her name?
Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei.
Miss Marissa Tomei. Okay, there you go. I really want to see that. Is it available online?
I'm sure it is somewhere.
We'll have to find that.
By the end of the day.
It will be by the end of the day. I'm sure it is. Doesn't sound like them, though, but my gosh, that was so great. It was a cultural marker.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Gosh, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
I grew up with that. Okay, well, listen, so it's Memorial Day, and we're thanking all of our service people.
You've got sandstone again.
Huh?
Did you want to do sandstone or no?
No, I don't have to do sandstone.
Okay, they know where to find you.
That's right. 305-773-6300. Call me. You can get me to help you with your real estate deal. When you call me,
it's all about you.
Well done, Wanda.
Hey,
I kind of like that. Yeah, we should do that more often.
Well, I don't think so.
Is that the way you got it done? Is that you?
No.
I can figure out. People love that. People love that.
It's fun.
So I've got big plans this weekend. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my wife offline. I'm going to make sure my wife doesn't lift a finger. We've got a party on Saturday night, my friend's 60th birthday party. High five. Happy birthday, Bo. Happy birthday to Bo. B-O, Bo.
Bo. You don't look a day-o, Bo.
My friend Bo, he looks very good for 60. And high five to Susie, his wife, for putting together the party. We're really looking forward. They're having it in one of their hotels that they own over in Brickell. Yeah. And then we're going to go. I'm going to do whatever Vivian wants. Take her out maybe to Brickell City Center for dinner. And just treat her like gold because I want this next 6 months.
Jim, you treat her like gold every day.
I know that. I know. But we have our little nephew. My grandnephew is coming.
That's good.
He's coming in July. So I want my wife to be able to be strong and happy and be able to be the great aunt that she is.
Yeah, she is.
She's a tremendous person.
The great aunt or the great aunt?
She's a great aunt. And she's a great aunt.
Great aunt, yes.
But what she really is my wife, and she keeps me together. You know, she's the person that keeps me healthy, keeps me focused. It's a really great thing to have something like that, somebody like that in your house. And she really cares. I know it's being mushy, but, you know, it really exists. It really exists. Without her, I couldn't make it. So what else? We got one more list of good things, funny things we're going to talk about today. Give it to me.
I don't know what we did have the list of music's best first lines if you're interested in playing a little game.
Let's play some games, Wanda.
Wait, before I do that, I did promise that I would talk. Never mind.
I'll
save it for next week.
No.
Well, there was the being carded issue that I brought up the other day on Facebook. And someone was interested in finding out my getting carded story. But you know what? I think we'll hang on to it for next week.
Okay, let's hang on to it for next week. When was the last time you were carded?
This was just the other day, and it was quite a story. So I just
Hold on to that, because I can't remember the last decade I was carded.
And then I heard that Tom Hanks just had a get carded story. So I wanted to share both of those stories together.
Okay, well, we're going to do that. We'll do that next week.
We'll hang on to that for next week.
Even make sure that Becca puts it on the flyer.
Okay, Becca.
Or it could be Wanda Wednesday for that.
All right, there you go. Listen up, Becca. There you go. Okay. Music's best first lines.
Ready.
Well, that seems so easy. It's close to midnight. Something's lurking evil from the dark.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
Sorry.
Name that song? No? Thriller.
Yeah, that's not me.
Okay. It's close to midnight. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, next one.
Thriller.
That's it. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Okay.
The band or the song. I'll let you go either way.
I don't know either.
Come on. You know that one.
Come on. I don't know.
Don't Stop Believing. Journey.
Oh, God. I love that. That better be our out song. I love that song. You should have these queued up.
I've got chills.
I love that one.
They're multiplying.
I love that one.
Do you know what it... I love that one. That's cheating.
Yeah. That's Grease.
Yes. Very good. Very good. The song is actually called You're the One That I Want.
That's my wife's favorite song.
Is it now?
I actually have a little jib-jab I do to that for her.
Okay, next one is... I don't know that. You won't know that either. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Hold on.
You got it. I know you do.
I don't know.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I knew it. That's it's not Celia Cruz, but it's
it could be Celia Cruz
in Spanish.
I Will Survive.
That's right. That's another one. That's my wife's theme song.
I know. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Please.
Okay, Spice Girls. I know you.
That's
would know
not
that,
me.
That's a good one. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
No, I remember.
Okay, that's it. That
I remember. Didn't listen, but I remember.
Okay. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
That's Queen.
Yes, it is. All right. And one more. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I hope I didn't just blow out the microphone on that.
Oh, baby's got some back. And I don't mean ribs.
That's too funny.
All right, there you go.
That's too funny. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
I want to thank Chris. I want to thank our first responders for listening. I want to thank everybody that gave their life in service of our country for Memorial Day. I want to thank all of our first responders and our people that are serving us outside as we go. Our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. I'll go see Larry tomorrow and buy a new car.
Hi.
Carlson Integrated, thanks for helping me look good on the internet. The NFL Alumni Association, I want to thank Howard Fabian always. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study and Tim Becker, thank you so much. Turkel Brands, keeping me honest. And I want to thank you, my listener, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. I want to thank you so much. Hopefully you're enjoying it and you tune in again real soon. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. And who will we have? Israel Aid. We'll be talking about hurricane recovery in Puerto Rico and beyond. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, turn it up.
minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.